Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Mike Quick with you on this Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles set to welcome the very powerful Atlanta Falcons into town on Sunday. And in case you didn't know, they are legitimate, Mike Quick. We're talking about them a little bit later on, but give me a little preview of how good this football team is.
They're legit. They're very balanced in that they can run the football very well, but they've got one of the toughest passing attacks in all of football. I think the quarterback's already thrown for nearly 3,000 yards in 9 games. Julio Jones almost has 1,000 yards already receiving. I think he's 30 yards shy of 1,000 yards receiving. They're legit. They can do it all. The running backs out of the backfield, they're the best in the league at runs after the catch. So this is a tough out for the Philadelphia Eagles, and you really got to play your best football against them. But you can get to the quarterback. The other thing is, if you don't get to Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, he can really hurt you down the field with a number of weapons.
There's a lot of buts here.
There's a lot going on with that offense. When you look at the things that they can do, they're scary.
We're going to talk about them in just a bit here. And, Mike, I want to get your feelings on when you are a wide receiver who is virtually unstoppable. How do you stop a guy like that? So we'll talk about that later. We will also get into a lot of other things. But first things first on Eagles 360, busy, busy day here at the NovaCare Complex. Lots of press conferences and things as the Eagles really turn their attention, full focus, to the Atlanta Falcons. Our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Well, the Eagles look to bounce back from back-to-back losses on the road as they head home to Lincoln Financial Field this Sunday to host the Atlanta Falcons. And the Falcons have one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL, averaging over 33 points per game. That leads the league. Today we heard from Eagles defenders on what the challenge is slowing down Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and the rest of the Falcons offense.
I think we just got to play our game. You know, I think the best offense that we would face all year because they're able to. And they got a, you know, Pro Bowl running back. You know, Matty Ice is playing at a real high level right now. You know, he throwing the ball to Julio, and, you know, they just got, you know, a whole lot of balance right now.
Every single one you can really think of, you know. They run the ball well. Matt Ryan's playing at a high level. And Julio is Julio, you know, one of the best receivers in the game. So, big, big challenge. But you know what, I think when we've had those challenges ahead of us, we've risen up to them. So,
I mean, they do everything well, even their drop back passes. They've got enough different concepts out of different personnels. They've got, you know, a traditional two back, one tight end look. Next thing you know, they got 3 tight ends on the field. Then they're 3 wide receivers, and they're running all their concepts out of the just out of same looks, different personnels. So they get matchups that they want.
Well, as the Eagles look to shut down that explosive Falcons offense, they will have an added boost on the defensive line as defensive tackle Benny Logan appears to be ready to come back into the Eagles' lineup after missing the last 3 games with a groin injury.
Man, I'm very, you know, excited to get back out there Sunday and to play. You know, I'm just taking it day by day and everything. I'm not trying to be too aggressive at practice. I'm really just, you know, focused on the thing. I got to get comfortable and get myself back into shape, you know, to play on Sunday. But I'm definitely looking forward to get back out there.
All right, well, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. You can check out all of our press conferences from earlier today, including from Carson Wentz and head coach Doug Peterson, right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you so much, Alex. We have a great show for you. We're going to look into some of the numbers inside the numbers with the Philadelphia Eagles, 4-4 at the midway point of the season. We're going to take our first look at the Atlanta Falcons, a deep look, a deep dive into a team that's a whole lot better than a lot of people think. But when we return to Eagles 360, Jeff Stoutland, offensive line coach in studio, breaking down his group, one that is down to 2 backups as starters but still playing well. A lot to get to here on Eagles 360.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive nonstop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today. Time to talk about the offensive line. Jeff Stoutland joins me in studio. And, Coach, it's been an interesting year for you. You've had to reach deep into the reserves with Big V at right tackle, with Stefan Wisniewski at left guard. How's the line performed?
They've done okay. The good news is that, you know, Howie and his staff have provided us with good depth. And we bring in guys now to the offensive line when there's an injury or when there's a situation where I don't think there's, you know, that much of a drop-off. Obviously, losing Lane was a huge factor. But V has done a really good job and improves every single game. Matter of fact, he improves every day, to be honest with you.
What's been the key to his development, Coach?
I think that learning the technique part of it, and Jason Peters has been a big part of that. I placed him in the meeting room right next to JP. And so not only am I coaching him, but JP, it's like, JP's coaching him 24/7 as well. So just to get a lot of insight from a player that's played the position, from the coach. Technically, though, you can see him. He's night and day than what he was from the first game.
It also requires a player to be very mentally strong. And I know his first game, a little ups and downs in Washington, and he seems to have bounced back from that very well. Can you talk about that part of his development?
He's a very stable player, very stable guy. There's really not a lot of peaks and valleys with V. He's pretty straight line. And so whether you coach him hard or you're nice to him, doesn't matter. He's just the same person. And I think he's hard on himself when he doesn't perform well or he doesn't utilize the right technique, which I like. I like that. I like a guy to be demanding of himself as well. But very happy with what he's done thus far. He had a tremendous challenge this week against Olivier Vernon, who I have a lot of respect for, and he did a really good job.
How instrumental has Brandon Brooks been in the development of Big V, and how has Brandon's play been this season?
Brandon has played well. He grades out high every week. But more importantly, even with Lane, when he came here brand new, he's a leader by nature. He likes that role. He's an intelligent player, and he really helps. It's not just Kelsey over there making calls, but he also helps the right tackle in terms of communication phase of what's going on, how we're going to do it. I mean, in the heat of the moment. So you'll see him if you watch the right guard, you'll see him in the games, and he's always kind of conducting business. So we appreciate that from him.
Yeah, with the silent count helping Kelsey, as you said, there's a lot more responsibility than people recognize at that position, isn't there?
Well, when we're on a road and we're using a silent cadence, which we've been really good at. We haven't had any issues with it. He literally has to turn his head around. So when the defense stems or moves the front or a linebacker, say, they kind of take that off. And then the split second, he has to come back, and now he doesn't have a lot of time to recover. You know, so I think V can help in that manner. I know Lane would help let him know, communicate, hey, what's going on in front of you while your head's around, stuff like there's a lot of things, little things that go on, other than just blocking somebody.
Sure. And now Stefan Wisniewski, 77 starts consecutive before he got to Philadelphia. So you knew you had a player who was versatile, who was reliable, and now he stepped in for Allen and seemed to do a good job against the Giants.
Yeah, he's a true pro. The guy is always football. He's football all the time. He's doing little things on his own. Even when we're not in, like we could be in the middle of a team drill, and I'll look for him to say something to him, and he's over there working on a technique. So he maximizes, you know, his time while he's here.
And at left tackle, Jason Peters still seems to play at such a high level, Jeff. What can you say about him that you haven't said already?
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's an amazing person. I mean, Not only is he a great, great player, the best player I've ever, ever even come close to coaching, but in terms of his mindset, in terms of how he practices every day. Now, I have to be smart because I don't need him to do some of these things. He's done it for 13 years. I mean, if he doesn't know how to kick slide on a defensive end, I mean, so I need to, at times, I do, and we've done this. We've done a smart job of getting him out of some of the practice reps so we can keep him fresh, and I think it's working well, and we got to continue that to do that for him.
Jason Kelce in the middle, tell me about his first eight games.
Good. Good. I mean, we have things to work on. He and I talk about it all the time. There's technique stuff that needs to be worked on. But from a physicality standpoint, he's good. It's the technique portion of it that he and I work on all the time. He's his own worst critic now. He's as hard on himself as the fans in Philadelphia are hard on players. He's really hard on himself. And so I think with Jason, it's just a matter of once he starts clicking for him and he's doing it all right, then I think that just fuels the fire for him.
And then, Stout, we saw on Sunday against the Giants, activated for the first time, played fullback, and went and just destroyed the defensive player, Isaac Seumalo. Getting a little taste, what can you tell us about the way he's developed?
Well, number one, he wasn't here all spring, so that he missed a lot of time there mentally, but he's a very intelligent player. Number two, he was a little injured coming out of camp. He missed two of the preseason games. And so that kind of held him back a little bit. Now he's back to being healthy, and we're trying to utilize him because he's very talented. He's explosive. He's quick. He's got great balance. So we put him in on a play for, I think it was 4th-and-1, and he was going up to get his man. He was going in like a heat-seeking missile, and we had another issue with another position, and really he wasn't able to get to where he needed to go, but he kind of blocked someone else's guy and then on his way to his guy. So, but he's a very talented player, and we need to find ways of using him.
And then there are some younger players, Josh Andrews and Dylan Gordon. How do they get better? And kind of just for Eagles fans who don't see those young guys, what can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, when they run plays against our defense, we all kind of run the same plays in the NFL. I mean, everybody runs a trap play. Everybody runs a power play. Everybody runs a zone play. So when they're giving the look to our defense, basically, and I told them, I said, I want you to use our calls. I want you to use our techniques, even though you're giving them, they're showing the defense, but I want you to use our calls so that you get used to, it's like you're running plays with our offense right now. There's really no difference. And that's really helped from that mindset standpoint. And I think that, they've done a great job of that, helping our defense going full speed on every play, providing them with great looks in the run game and in protections. And that's really the key to the whole thing, is playing fast, playing with great effort, and then executing the techniques properly.
Sounds good, Jeff. Big second half of the season ahead. Good luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Amorosos. Get ready to roll into a suite with Amorosos. Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/roll-into-a-suite for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles versus Washington game.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for two K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Mike here. We begin with a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, we begin the second half of the season against the Atlanta Falcons. Five of the last eight games at Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles 3-0 in the friendly confines. How many games do you see in the W column the rest of the way, other than all eight of them?
All eight of them.
There we go.
It's, you know, it's hard to win out at any space, but when you look at the schedule and you look at the Seahawks and you look at the Packers and you look at the Falcons, the Bengals, and then the NFC East teams, this is a difficult schedule, and they really have to play their very best football to beat any of these teams. This team, the Eagles, are not good enough to just go into a game and give away opportunities and still win football games. They have to be very sharp at detailing their work to win these football games.
There is a fine line between being that young team that's learning how to win and just being another run-of-the-mill team that doesn't have enough to close. So are the Eagles still that young team learning how to win?
They are a young team that's learning how to win. They are a young team that, if they're doing all of the right things, as I said, and if they're not giving away opportunities, and when they're getting to the red zone, they have to be able to get 6 points and not settle for 3 points so much, and at least get to three. But they just cannot afford to give away opportunities and win games. These teams are too good that they're going to face in the second half of the season. They were very good in the first quarter, 3-1. Not so good in the second quarter. But when you break the season out into four quarters, you win the quarters. If they're able to win one of the back-end quarters, then it's going to be a successful season.
And the Eagles, very similar to what the Atlanta Falcons were 1 year ago. The Atlanta Falcons jumping out to a great start and then sliding as they developed that roster under Dan Quinn, the head coach. Now the Falcons 6-3 as we take a deep look at them, our first look at the Atlanta Falcons, the opponents on Sunday afternoon. And we begin at the quarterback position. Carson Wentz, we know that he's had some struggles lately, a couple of interceptions against the Giants. Matt Ryan, tremendous season, an MVP quality first half. Let's focus on Carson Wentz here, Mike. What are you seeing from him?
Just seeing a young quarterback. He's making some young quarterback mistakes, but I'm still seeing a guy that you can really bank on. I think the future is great in Carson Wentz. He's going to have some mistakes because all young quarterbacks and even veteran quarterbacks do, but Carson Wentz is a fine, fine talent. He's a smart kid, and he's going to learn as he grows. There are a lot of things that he's starting to see now that he's never seen before by defensive coordinators. Coordinators are starting to understand what he's good at, so they're going to try and take things away from him, and he's just going to grow from all these experiences that he's having along the way. But he's a young quarterback, and you're starting to see that some.
Mike, the running back situation, interesting. The Eagles anointing Darren Sproles as the lead back. I still would imagine that they'll rotate through here, but what does it mean that Sproles has kind of supplanted Ryan Matthews?
I think it just means that they're trying to get to the best matchups for this team. It is not so much that Ryan is not the guy, and I know that there are going to be situations where they're going to use Ryan Matthews. They're going to use Wendell Smallwood and different guys, but in this league, you got to try and create matchup problems. And if they can get Sproles on the field and they see that it's a favorable matchup, be it because of the linebackers or because of the way they want to attack the defense and in the run game, it's all about creating the best matchups for the team.
At wide receiver, oh, and by the way, at running back, don't forget, Devontae Freeman, tremendous running back, big numbers. Atlanta spreads you out, and they run the ball really well. Jim Schwartz, who will meet the media on Thursday, has his hands full with this scheme this week. Jordan Matthews, a wide receiver, going against the number one receiver here for Atlanta, Julio Jones. Mike, Julio Jones, the best in the game. When you are that good and you are just on top of the world and you're commanding double and triple teams, I mean, what? How do you stop a guy like that?
You don't. You try and limit what Julio Jones and the effect of Julio Jones, but you have to try and take away something else. But Julio Jones, he's going to get a big portion of the plays, and he's not the highest targeted receiver in the National Football League, but he is the most productive receiver in the National Football League. And even for the Falcons, red zone, it's not so much Julio Jones. Third downs, it's not so much Julio Jones, but he can beat you in a variety of ways.
A quick glance at the defenses here. There is an Achilles heel for the Atlanta Falcons, 31st in the league in passing yards allowed. They score at a rate better than anybody in the league. Defense not so good. Mike, if it comes down to a shootout, are the Eagles equipped to win a 35-31 game?
Well, this is a team, as you alluded to, that you can throw the football on, and especially down the field. So the Eagles are now starting to open up their vertical passing game and not such a horizontal team. And I think that bodes well for the Atlanta Falcons defense. They're giving up a lot of plays down the field. So if you can get Bryce Triggs down the field, if you can get Nelson Aguilar down the field and start to stretch the field more, I would love to see four shots a game, one a quarter, where you're getting the ball down the field. I think that really opens up the offense, and you can do so much more in your play calling when you're able to back off the defense.
Hold that thought on Bryce Triggs. I want to ask you about him in the next segment. We've got more to get to here in Eagles 360 here. A little look at the numbers, our stats-only segment coming up next. Yes, including Bryce Triggs, who had such an impressive debut on Sunday against the Giants. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are partnering to celebrate the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area with the High School Football Showdown. Visit the website to vote for the game of the week and support your school. Check back daily for new matchups.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give them heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give them the 1-2.
You tell them, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give them the business.
My God, let's sock it to them.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's give them a walk.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Dunkin' Sweet Black Pepper Bacon Sandwich is back with twice the crispy caramelized peppered bacon. Experience a breakfast sandwich made for bacon lovers. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro and Mike Quick, it's Eagles 360. Time now for a look at the numbers. It's our next-gen stats, our stats-only segment with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only, where every week we go through some of the key numbers from the Eagles' latest matchup. So as we look back at Sunday's game against the New York Giants, we'll start today by focusing on Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod, who have teamed up to be one of the top safety tandems in the NFL. Before the season started, defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz said he'd be surprised if McLeod and Jenkins weren't one of the best starting safety duos in the league, and that's been exactly the case in 2016. On the season, McLeod has covered a total of 11,556 yards on 557 snaps, averaging 20.74 yards per play. Meanwhile, Jenkins has covered 10,795 yards on 583 plays. McLeod and Jenkins have covered more ground than any other players on the Eagles defense, and if you add their totals, they've run over 12.5 miles on the field this season. The Eagles added a new vertical element to their passing attack on Sunday with the activation of speedy rookie receiver Bryce Triggs, who quickly made a name for himself at MetLife Stadium. There was plenty of talk all week long about what Tregs could bring to the Eagles offense, and he showed off his quickness in a huge way in the second quarter. Carson Wentz and Tregs connected on a 58-yard pass and catch, and on the play, Tregs hit a top speed of 21.25 miles per hour, the fastest speed of any Eagles player on offense. The pass traveled 60 yards in the air, and the whole play took just 6.23 seconds to happen. And finally, let's take a look at Darren Sproles, who continues to build a career resume that may land him in the Hall of Fame once his playing career is over. Sproles was part of two big plays on Sunday. On this 17-yard run, Sproles actually travels 41 total yards on the play. And check out the work by the offensive line. Before Sproles even gets back to the line of scrimmage, the offensive line has moved the Giants line back 5 yards. Sproles was then able to get around the edge, hitting a speed of 18.88 miles per hour. Sproles' biggest play, though, was his punt return, in which he traveled 92 total yards, reaching a peak speed of 20 miles per hour. All in all, it was just another day at the office for Sproles, who currently ranks 8th on the NFL's all-time list for career all-purpose yardage, with 18,645 yards. All right, well, that will wrap things up for this edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. You know, Mike, Bryce Tregg's really impressive debut. Now teams have seen him. Now teams understand his speed. What's the next step for Bryce Tregg's?
What do you do for an encore if you're Bryce Tregg?
Well, but no,
I think? I think you just follow it up. He has the speed, and when you've got speed, you've got a real powerful weapon, and he can beat teams over the top. So I think it's just to follow it up with the same type. You know, whenever they can get him one-on-one on the outside, whenever their safeties are not respecting the fact that you can get deep, they've got to take those shots with Bryce Tregg. And he follows it up by looking the ball into his hands. And I like that part of it because he had a long time to look at that football, and he had to slow up for it a little bit. But he really focused in on the ball, and you could tell he dropped his head all the way down into his hands to watch the football all the way in.
How about the idea that teams might try to press him, or they're certainly going to not be surprised by Bryce?
Well, that's going to happen, but I've watched him in his releases, and I think he's as far along as any of these guys on his team in terms of releasing off of press coverage and getting down the field. I think that's a part of his game that we're going to really grow to appreciate.
So a weapon perhaps for the Eagles to add here in the second half of the season. That is good to know and good to look forward to. Good stuff there, Mike. Thank you so much. One more segment to go here on Eagles 360. We'll set you up for what's ahead when we return.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I've been an athlete for as long as I can remember. In the summer, I was taking a long bike ride, and when I looked up, a tree had fallen across the shoulder of the road. And when I came to, I couldn't feel anything below my neck, and I thought my life had changed forever. I was helivacked to Jefferson Hospital, and the Rothman doctors did an emergency procedure and fused the vertebrae in my spine. Now I'm back on the bike, I'm enjoying myself, and it's all thanks to the Rothman doctors at Jefferson.
Simply write checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Write Checking from Santander Bank.
Our final segment here, Dave Spadaro with Mike Quick, our Amoroso's On the Menu segment. What's ahead for your Thursday here as the Eagles get ready for their Salute to Service game against the Atlanta Falcons? Glenn Mack now in studio with me. We've got the coordinators meeting the media, and cornerback Nolan Carroll stops by the studio. What a great interception he had. Amoroso's the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Mike Quick, Eagles, Falcons, how did the Eagles win?
How do they win? They win by attacking down the field. They win by limiting the production of Julio Jones and of course, Devontae Freeman out of the backfield. When he catches the football, that's when it begins. So they have to make sure that they make quick stops on him when he catches the ball out of the backfield. The Atlanta Falcons are going to score points. The Eagles have to do likewise, not just field goals. They have to get down the field. And when they get into the red zone, Dave, they have to score touchdowns.
Make it not so nice for Matty Ice. How about that?
I like that.
All right.
Oh, that sounds good. It rhymes.
You can use it on Sunday in the broadcast if you like to. Mike Quick, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us in Eagles 360. I'm back tomorrow with Glenn Mack now. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles Day.